Streets is done.
Yeah. Gang, back in the stool.
Gang,
back in the stool.
Gang.
Young nigga, win.
Bitch.
How can I lose? How can I lose? How can I lose?
Gang. Me in the building. Whole gang is here this time. Hey, it's been a minute. I miss some of y'all niggas, man.
Shut up.
Like, where y'all been? Who's next to me?
Below might just. Might, you know, might just be anywhere.
Man, you got Mondo here. Catch me Monday to Thursday at Marinsky.
Yeah, you got the one on just go ahead mix, nothing deep, just your local terrorist.
That's on gay, just on gay, nothing else. That's it.
Yo, what's up, it's Shaw. Yo.
What's up? It's your boy Motive. You know the vibes. I don't have much to say. But yeah.
Seems like it's dead to me.
It's murder season again.
Oh man, God, what did do?
What was that in the beginning, Doug?
I'm working on my.
This is the second time you hear. You don't have a intro.
Now.
Murder season.
But you know we out your streets are done. Here to talk about the best debut South African hip hop albums. Mm-hmm. Niggas. Mm. We've had some heat over the past 10 years, eh? Cause I'm thinking I wanna focus on like the past 10 years. Mm. Like starting from 2010, because I don't think any of us like properly listened to albums before then.
Yeah.
Hip hop debut, so like, you know, Hare, Tio, Squatter Camps, and WHP, RIP Proverbs, you know, we'll do another podcast where we talk about them. But yeah, what comes on like to your guys' minds when I say like the best debut album?
It's Paradise, bro.
Paradise.
Okay, I hear you.
I'm saying Yellow.
Yeah, I'm with that one.
Yeah, I hear you.
About
yeah.
I think I was Avery, and then Tibor just mentioned that Cut the Soul's album might be a debut.
Actually, yeah, members only, so it just might be.
It is an album.
Debut.
Yeah, we thinking so because the first one was.
Don't you think it might be recency bias? The best? Because, like, we're going to talk about a lot of albums that have dropped.
But, like, bro, we all know that Members Only is just heat on heat.
Nah, that's facts. That's facts.
So, I think it might be up there. Top three, maybe.
You'd say top three?
Yeah.
I bet.
Tolofelo. It's up for chance.
Yeah.
It's definitely up for chance.
Yeah.
What an album, bro. I'd say that. What else was in the past 10 years, bro?
Oh, you said you also like Bad Head, bro. So.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
No, Bad Head doesn't make my top 5.
Bad Head doesn't even make top
anything. Not, I don't read Bad Head that highly.
I like it, bro. You had good girl.
When last have you listened to Bad Head?
The whole thing, not just one song.
Okay, the whole thing's been a minute.
When last have you listened to one song?
Not long ago. Probably in the last month.
Yo, you see, that's
the old man. Hell nah.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Now, the only song that matters there is Pressure. After that, it's just like,
yeah. Also, Team Vibe was there with Teller Man.
You just did the song.
Also, Allow is an extension, so it's still the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Your Son is the Star Baby. That song from the Amigo drama.
Okay, yeah, no,
that
one
was a very hectic
song. That
was
a really good song.
Was that extension, though?
Okay, but I want to ask you guys, what do you think goes into like making a great impact on your debut album?
I think it's a hit, bro. Song.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows you, so they just want to hear something they can vibe with like instantly.
Fair enough.
But I think had like gang hits. It was just like him telling his story.
But it was still a really good song.
I think for me personally, a successful or a really good debut album is when the artist can tell you exactly who they are in that piece of music.
Because it's the intro.
It's an intro.
Ricky Rick with Family Values. Oh, yes. That's another contender for debut album.
That's his but it's kept him his only debut. So yeah, it's basically, I think it's the introduction. If I could get a clear picture of who you are as an artist from your debut, it slaps for me. In a good way though, obviously, you know, some people are white culture, that's not what in a good way.
I think I'd rather prefer, like, Mortis said his hits, but I think I'd rather take an album that's consistently sevens. Then an album has 2 tens and the rest are like fours.
Like your album. Because you know it's like an album you can listen to back to front and obviously you'd skip any song.
Yeah.
Like they all work together cohesively as an album.
Nothing's a banger, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing's
but they all work.
But they're there, yeah.
And it's crazy what Yellow did because it only had 2 singles off of it. Don't Need Me with Cly.
With Cly, yeah.
And then also Let It Flow. Those are the only ones. But then it still like did that 1 million on Apple Music.
Exactly.
But like it's different with Shane Eagle because he's a guy that came from the hustle. Everybody already knew who he was and they just wanted to see him.
Like
they already expected a rap album. That nigga is gonna rap. They wanna make music for the club to try and gain more fans.
But,
and
but that
was
his
persona.
Yeah,
that
single with Big Star.
Yeah.
And it was like
and his persona of the hustle, if you really think about it, was very like, I'm here for the bitches kind of nigga. He wasn't
Vuzu after that.
What?
Was Vuzu after that?
Vuzu was after that.
Yeah, no, but his persona, like Darby said, like in the hustle, he was very
charming for the
bitches. Then my nigga became woke.
So like I think
Start listening to J. Cole.
Like with what Ndilo said, right? It needs to be a good song, but at the same time, it must relate to who you are as a person who's coming up, doing all this shit, sleeping on someone's sofa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to hear. Who are you? Where are you coming from? But still make it really good so people can follow you and they can fuck with you. Because if I don't know you and I'm seeing you drop the debut album and I can't relate to it in a way or hear anything about you, I don't know, maybe I might not listen to it as much. But if it has hits and you're talking about yourself, you're putting out yourself out there, like Tato Saw and all those things, they did it right because they're talking about themselves. But they're still really good songs that anybody can listen to, that you can play for people, that you can play in the club, you can do all those shit.
Okay, but then I want to ask, that hair had hits because like it still had Held On. So what's the difference there?
I think the problem is a lot of niggas put feelers, bro. A lot of debut albums have songs that are not up.
They
try to make the project longer with like songs that shouldn't be there.
I
think it's also you went from like working hard with that whole the tape, you was just literally working hard, everything, and then that hit came, like just didn't make sense. Like he didn't sound hungry enough. Yeah, it was just like it was just pop. Like the up band is
compared to Price City, it's not as
song,
What was the gap between Price City and Bad Air?
I think
a year or two.
I think it was rapping.
No, actually, it was the thing is, Price City dropped in 2015, then Deluxe in 2016, then he dropped Bad Air in 2016, so it was like a few months.
And the thing is, the way I believe you, because I'm like, look at Price City, Bad Hair, Strings and Bling. The difference.
Yeah.
Those two, those outer ones, the first and the third up there, but then the one in the middle is the one that had a drop off. So clearly it must have been something to do with just not being fit. Because it wasn't even a cohesive project, personally, for me. It was very all over the place.
Like
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, now I want us to talk about Tulufela. How did you guys feel about that one?
Never
listened to it. I'd be like, you're lying.
Very good album. Very good album.
Rollout.
I think for me at the moment it might be second to his latest offer in terms of like
his discography.
Yeah.
So what about Tuto?
Tuto.
Yeah.
Tuto is probably third.
So it's AMN 1.
Yeah.
Sort of fellow 2.
Yeah.
2 to 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's very good. Refilio is very good as well. Tulufela, I don't know, maybe one thing it relates to might be just like, I don't know, you know, when retrospectively looking at a project and maybe what it holds, the memories of it, maybe that's my relation to it. But yeah, Tulufela was a very dope album. I just remember, Because that whole beef had started.
That's impossible.
I hope you bought it, my nigga.
One of the best intros.
My nigga was like the reincarnation of Jabba, bro. Like he was like, he made Motoko cool, bro. Like, I mean, we've been hearing niggas spit for night, but with Zulu or something. This nigga was coming back with Tswana, you know, like putting it into raps.
Do you say it was influential in any way, though?
Definitely.
Niggas were out here wearing ponytails.
Yeah, the thing is, I think Alter Ego had a bigger influence, though.
Compared to Alter Ego.
Yeah, but like on who? On music?
No, I'm saying on the SA hip hop scene, music like that. AK's debut had a bigger impact than Casper's. I think personally, Kid from his start, obviously like Casper definitely had a huge influence, but I think Kenan had a bigger influence overall from that album and what he produced afterwards. He's had a bigger influence, so I think his debut did more for me.
His debut was better, I think, sounding better sounding. You could say that to like the average hip hop fan. I'd say that. Mm-hmm. But to say that it had a bigger impact, my guy.
Like if you were in the room at the time to fill a job, like I said, I didn't listen to the whole album. I was just listening to the singles. Mm-hmm. But like every kid in the hood was just like Casper. He made being from the hood very cool.
And you know, like it kind of brought back that local sound as well, dog. Because like if you think about the projects that dropped after that, like Skanda World, dog. And then you know, then you had more guys like experimenting with the local elements in the music, whereas like with Alter Ego, like
it's a song too American,
not too American, but like
just
you know,
go hip for hip, bro.
Hip for hip.
Yeah, versus. It is another conversation, mm-hmm. but those, I think both albums are in my top five. I'd say that.
What would have made like dancing cool again, dude? But you know what?
When did it drop again?
2016.
But I think cool casting, like that whole, because you know, I think what Boys and Bucks did for the culture is ridiculous, dude. But that was like a cult, you know what I mean? Like, a few niggas, Brown.
Brown was a mess. 2015, 2016, because of Kukan, the Holland Swag, like Steve.
Tupac.
Like, everything.
Petrol and Milk, all that, you know, they pushed the culture heavy. I think Cool Cat, for me, if I was to draw an American resemblance of him, I'd say he's like an ASAP Rocky for me.
That cult following.
Not Ricky Rick.
Boys and Bucks.
Yeah, that. Ricky Rick as well, but Ricky Rick almost like he's a part of the culture. He's not pushing it, you know what I mean?
What do you
he's
mean?
He's not pushing. Ooh, like, for example,
controversial, though.
I think Cool Cat for me, in terms of. No one does what Cool Cat did, bro.
I say Cool Cat had a figure.
Within the hip hop game, but outside of the hip hop game, the things that Ricky Rick is doing business wise, he's pushing the hip hop culture with Cardin Fist, all of this stuff, the fashion culture. Like, Cool Cat, yeah, he was pushing it. I'm from KZN.
Yeah.
So he was pushing it, and I could feel it in KZN. But Ricky was doing it in Joburg, too. He was doing it on a national scale. But Cool Cat,
We can cut it out.
Okay, yeah.
But hey, before you get no suits on you like that.
I think low-key Cool Cat had an influence. It's like, it's my thinking from like reading the culture like throughout time. I think Cool Cat might have had an influence on Ricky, or maybe it's just a case it in like swagger kind of thing.
I think they both influenced each other in a way. I feel like, because with Boyz and Bugs, they were both there, they were both leading. They both do kind of different songs, but they'd always be linked with each other. For from like Major League, whatever, they'd move together. So I don't think, it's very hard to differentiate how they both influenced the culture, because they were doing the same things at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how I say.
For me, like, even things like Galaxy Boy, that's cool, Karen, dude. Like the vernacular Brahm is
like
calling niggas brewers, bro. That's cool, caramel. Yeah.
The whole Swiss Cree Nation most probably started with like cool the whole the cool, yeah, the cool cat era of thing. So,
yeah. And cool cat even intricate. Wait, Sanele, who did like who Sanele? How did he enter Boyz and Bugs? Was it through Ricky?
I think it was cool cat because also there was Mashaq Bouquet also when he was there. So now I think it was like cool cat features, and then that's when they started like popping, and then they started like making Abo Papa Bena. Oh, I think it's also cool cat was getting features from your JR, so like they were slowly entering the hip hop scene through cool cat. So I feel like cool cat in like cool cat had an impact back then. Ricky has a bigger like has an impact now.
But think about it, even back then, bro, Ricky had tracks like, remember the Barbershop, I think, by Deleuze, and tracks with Babani Fassi way back when, bro, when those names were still popular.
Okay.
So I'd say they came in at around the same time in the hip-hop thing, different influences initially, but like, of course, because of the whole Boyz and Bugs thing, with the likes of Butch Hawk, but Usanele, because Usanele was also a rapper. In a way, they pushed that whole thing together as much as they had the individual thing. So, when you look at this Ricky and you say that Kat is more influential than that, and you look at the likes of your Uncle Venus, to him, product to DJ
Okay,
Cable,
but like that's straying away from the album, Chad.
Yeah.
I want to bring it back to like the music. Whose debut album do you think was the most influential in? Like music-wise.
I don't hear anyone making music like that.
Okay, nah. I would say this, but don't attack me, I think Las Milana had a low-key, like, a bigger influence. Like, because also he had dropped it at the time that Gomo was still, like,
coming out.
And then he came up with that song. And then, like, also, I mean, I can't say he brought mine to the game, but, like, Choma Jose were like it's known now. So I think
okay, and then when we're looking at the overall bigger picture, like all the artists are now in this pool, who's had like the bigger sound influence? Because I feel like Avery could be in this chat.
Yeah, I was about to say that because I'm like
the biggest sound influence.
Cause you said Avery was a debut.
It was a debut.
I think for me MT was able to give trap a unique sound to SA. He was the first person because like trap was there, sure, but it still sounded very American. I mean, like even after even now you're listening to Mananda though, like you know what I mean? Just, that is a trap. That story, it's a story trap song unique to it. Like it's just, you see what I mean? So MT, I think that Avery kind of set the bar, because I think a lot of people who have followed after have looked at that blueprint to some extent. Obviously not followed it, but looked at it to some extent and used elements of it to make their sound today.
Even Flame.
Yeah, even I can even say Blackie though.
With MT, right? And influence, talking MT and influence. I don't think Ambitious was gonna be how it is now if there was an MT.
True.
And I don't think there would be Java, Saudi and all those niggas the way they are right now. Even Aries.
Yeah.
I don't think if Quirin didn't drop, he'd be where he is now. I know he would still be dope, his 80s, he can rap and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think the blow up would have been the same as it is right now.
Nah, that's true.
It influenced a lot of people. Like from 2016, a lot of niggas that blew up are in a way influenced by what he did.
But Roll Up was such a true.
There were a lot of hits from that album.
Yo, that one was actually just a hit project. They,
is it in any of your guys' top five?
It has to be.
Yeah.
question if it's not in your top 5.
I'm still building my top 5 as we go.
Yeah, I'm limited, but like, hey, notes.
Where do any of y'all put Paradise? Because that was also a debut.
Heesh. Doesn't
make my top 5.
But it met some of your guys' criteria of having hits.
I feel like Paradise was going to be a better album if it had like 12 or 11 tracks.
Okay.
I feel like,
too long. It was about 16, yeah.
18.
16, yes.
I feel like some songs shouldn't have been there. But like with the label and shit, I'm sure they were like, let's just put more songs to gain traction or whatever. And it made it longer. Some songs, I lose my focus while listening to. But most of the songs are really fire, like Mugani, Family. I don't know, the outro, you welcome.
Sevenza,
Boom, Paradise. I've already counted like 8 songs. Imagine if it was like just 10 songs and it was all those songs.
It was okay.
It was gonna be 10 out of 10. It was gonna be a full 10 out of 10 project. But I feel like it was a bit too long. I don't know.
I think that's why From Me to You is the better project.
Yeah.
Because it's much shorter. So it's like a condensed number of songs and they all slap. Instead of voices, 18 songs and only 10 of them slap.
Too many fillers.
Yeah.
What's the perfect like length for a debut album then?
I think 11.
11?
12.
I think for an album in general, it should be from 12 and below. I don't like albums with 15.
No, but then also don't forget that, change that whole, because they don't make 4-minute songs anymore. Everything is like 2 minutes, 30 seconds. So that,
yeah.
There's also that.
But also, yeah, the whole fillers thing also is for streams as well.
I think that's actually why I might even put Tato even higher, though, because like Tabor said, you know, the culture now is different. 2-minute songs. And it's not, I can't rap, so this is from a nigga who doesn't rap, but it's not, I feel like it's much easier to make a 38-minute banger than a 1-hour 30-minute banger.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
And things also, it's easier for your people to like
digest it
and really like go back and listen to it again.
I feel like Yellow and Tata Soul's project,
yeah.
All the songs there are good songs.
And it's long.
There's no song that you can point at and say, the song is not good. The song, they just put it there to add to the streams or to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
They all just solely 10 out of 10 songs.
But I won't lie, like in terms of length though, this one I put in my top 5 at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But now when we mention all of these, but I think special note has to go to Candyman as a really dope debut album. As much as that one was long and I complain of the length, but like it was very, I could get everything from Flame in that whole project. And I don't, personally, I feel like he hasn't released anything better than that.
Since.
But obviously, like, not, it's just because I hold it at such a higher standard compared to everything else. All the other stuff is good, but I just don't think it's as good.
Wait, can I ask, where do we put, oh wait, no.
Yeah, I was about to ask a question.
You guys said Anxiety isn't a debut album.
No, it's not.
Okay, what about Young, Big Ash?
Was it an album?
I think it was his debut, actually.
I remember it being a mixtape.
His Life and Times, he had 2 of those, and then Young was his debut album.
I think it was, yeah. But
if we're judging it as an album, it's going up against a lot, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
I think if you break it down into 5 years, so 2010 to 2015, then from 2015 or 2015 to 2020, then we can bring in like the newer school into that conversation. But if you're looking at your Caspers and your Rickies, or you can't, those guys will, they can't trump that. I'm sorry.
Will you guys put an Artifact?
No.
No way.
That's
no
way. Why do you say no?
But I don't think it was.
What's your question?
Tyson.
It's heat. I just feel like I love it, but it's also too soon. But like this man.
Okay.
But like, let's talk new school then. Let's bring the conversation to the new
that
school.
That means before now, isn't it?
Hmm?
Right.
Yeah,
what's
2010 to
2015?
What's the top 5?
I think
16.
We can all agree. Family Values.
Let's say 16.
Okay, 16.
Yeah, 2010 to 2016. Yeah.
Okay, then Avery. Family Values.
Tunofelo.
Alter
Ego.
Alter Ego.
Was an Alter Ego 09?
No,
it
was 2011.
It was 2011 because Levels was 2014.
Oh, yeah.
And then?
What's the first?
Alter Ego.
Alter Ego was 11.
Yeah, but I'm saying you put
top
it
five.
In the top five.
That's I put it in top
I put it into because I think Alter Ego has had more influence than Devils, which is the next one.
Okay,
I'm saying obviously no Levels was a but I think in terms of the overall influence, like I'm saying, I'm talking about the influence, the
like,
start off. I feel like Alter Ego.
How niggas started doing shit.
But I think
Levels didn't Levels come out the same time when like hip hop was just starting to become the biggest genre inside.
Yes,
yeah.
Book, it dropped around
no,
the same
no,
time
no,
as thing
no,
as Skanda Republic.
Short album.
I feel like that's the one we've left off, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Skanda Republic.
Skanda
Republic is on my top five. My
I think that completes the top five.
Can we just make it top ten, niggas? Too many bangers.
There's too many bangers, but like now let's look 2016 and onwards. Or is it 2017 and onwards. What's the top five there?
Wait, niggas, you didn't put Yale in the top five.
That's
2017
and onwards.
Yeah.
You're
doing 2010
to 2016.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So now you can talk about
Yale. Shout out to my nigga Reason as well,
boy. Shout out, but
my nigga's Reason is pretty ugly,
man. You have Anki right here when you look at the punk tees.
Reasoning is in that Hug the Fire album.
That was his debut.
Yeah,
reasoning. And then after that was Audio 3D.
Yeah.
And then so like that's why we didn't talk about
yeah.
those. Yeah.
Okay, but also Pretty had like a proper
debut. They don't know
debut.
Me yet, yeah. Was
yeah,
that
kind of bang.
No.
Was that the debut?
No, I think that was mixtape.
What is his debut?
Egypt or what? I think it's Egypt.
I think the debut was Egypt and Egypt was good.
Oh, so
I
he's in the conversation for 2017
I,
and
yeah,
onwards.
I enjoyed Egypt.
Mm.
I mean, he had that song. Oh, he should have bangers actually, but.
But you're struggling to remember them.
I only know Zero to Hero, one of Eddie with Shane on that one.
Didn't you have a song with Youngster as well? Is that Egypt?
Yes. Come to My Gassi was in the mixtape. You don't know me yet. Also, the thing is, I don't know if You Don't Know Me Yet was a mixtape or an album. So that's the thing. Because also, You Don't Know Me Yet had bangers. Come to My Gassi, was Bula Boots, Cocaine Ghost, My Swing. So
was Taylor on the?
Taylor was.
Nutella is the one after.
What other albums stand out from 2017 and onwards? Debut albums for you guys.
Boiti.
Does she have an album?
She has an album out. It recently came
out.
It's an EP.
It's an EP.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your guys' thoughts on like drops by Patrick Lee and Costa Titch, like the new wave now? Jay Molly, I think they've had their debuts now.
Was Dreams Money Can Buy the debut album or was it?
I think that was
an EP.
That was
the one
that was the one with Lightning.
That was also an EP.
Those are all EPs.
So
his debut was one that came out
last year.
Oh,
yeah.
And also Younger dropped.
Finally dropped his debut.
Pop Star.
Yeah.
I
think that's.
Did it make a big of his impact as the EP though?
No, the tape right before that was fine.
I think
Babs
was
Babs.
Not
Babs. No. The one with
becoming
the track.
Becoming a Pop Star.
Yeah, that one.
That
made a bigger splash.
Wait, what do you think is like the biggest difference between how guys are making their debut albums now? Between how guys were doing it back then.
I remember it said length.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Album
I feel like
length.
Shorter,
I feel like, now I feel like the story thing is phasing out of it. Like, this whole thing of your album having to be like a story or having to.
I don't even think you do a proper rollout anymore. It's just that they dropped the
first album we've seen in a while that had a decent
rollout.
Yeah, but think about it this way. A lot of the rollouts, I think, aren't happening that way because niggas just don't have money. And those that do have proper rollouts probably have, like, a machine or something behind them.
Okay.
Like with Blackie, that situation he has.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably what's funding his rollouts. And then when you look at, I don't know, man. Like, Tatoso, how was his rollout?
His rollout was great for me. What I liked is how the singles from like, you know, the album, they were dropped as an EP in themselves, which is one thing I've noticed. Guys aren't really dropping singles anymore for their projects.
Facts.
Like looking back
it's
at
Tupac.
It. It's Tupac. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, he's the most recent example where you're seeing, like, a lot of singles.
Yeah. But I also feel like social media is niggas roll out now. Like, yeah. Like, that's how you roll out.
And that's the biggest difference. Like, when Casper was dropping his album, he was going on TV almost every day.
Yeah.
Like, doing interviews. But niggas now are not doing that. I don't know why.
Well, actually,
now,
like he did proper, like, he did gang interviews.
Yeah, he was
on TV.
Every podcast.
Yeah.
Every
podcast.
Yeah.
But
like everyone else,
I think it's just because the new school now isn't so associated with TV and radio anymore. Because of obviously SoundCloud now, everything else has pushed them. They don't rely on their song playing on radio or going on to TV. You know what I mean? So for them, it's more about how they receive from streaming platforms and from other platforms that we now look at. Because I personally don't go into Trace to find new music anymore.
But like the thing
you know
is,
what I mean?
there's people who still do that. There's people who rely on TV to find new music and all of that. And
yeah,
I feel like if niggas don't do that shit, you're still blocking yourself from gaining a lot of other support.
I think that's also another reason why Casper is so big, because he had kids singing his music and stuff. And it's because they saw him
on
TV.
Yeah.
So it became like a household name because he was on TV so much.
And
I think in Casper's time as well,
that was in his time where everyone was doing that.
Yeah.
But like now that's changed. So like now,
but that's
it's social media.
A 6-year-old isn't gonna go onto Instagram and
okay.
But you know, in Casper's time, when Solo Fellow dropped, like the streaming platforms were wolfagaza.com.
That's
not even streaming, just downloaded.
That's
not
funny.
So then niggas were buying CDs, bro. Like, I have a Solo Fellow CD, and honestly, bro, like, if you have a CD, your chances of liking an album are a lot higher because it's here. Like,
this is
what you're listening to. It's here.
That's
all
you're listening
to. You can learn the bars, you can really listen to it over and over and really get that deep understanding of the album. Whereas, like, I can't think of an album that I'll go spend money on now. But,
Just the reason why people aren't on TV, I'd say. Don't you think the new school has disattached itself from visuals? You don't get any music videos anymore. You don't get...
But again,
so like, why would... Like you said, someone looks at their thing on Trace. If these artists don't have music videos, how are you going to see them in the first place? The
thing is, they don't have that, like, backing to consistently drop music videos. That's also, like,
true.
One of the big problems at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
But I actually think a music video is important.
Mm.
You know? Like, for me, I feel like a good music video can... Bro, that thing just puts something else on the song, dude.
So what do we have for, like, criteria for, like, making a dope or, like, an impactful debut album? We have hits, we have rollout, including music videos. Is there anything else that goes into it? The deals around it.
Yeah.
How so?
Take, for instance, TV, you know, it's a product from then, but even, like, now, deals. Like, for instance, I was playing on some ad. It shows longevity in on the business end, so it's still bringing in money besides the streaming shit.
Oh, so even if people don't listen to stream the song, you still can
get business off that project. And
finished people.
No.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
What's up?
You can go.
He died.
Yeah.
Oh. I was gonna say also niggas in SA, right? They don't go on like crazy tours or do crazy shows around the time he's dropping albums. Like Tazo Soul album, I like it and whatever. But he hasn't been doing crazy shows. That also plays a huge role.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how people drop music.
Because that's what Nasty did with he had that Ivy tour, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the Ivy Sun tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he did that, and that was before COVID.
Yellow also had a tour.
Yeah.
I feel like there's ways to look at it, because there's the traditional rollout, you know, you get a PR team, you go on campus tours, but then you look at niggas like Elaine, bruh, who just dropped a link on Twitter and look at their video.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all you did. Like, there was no my album coming out in 2 weeks, you know.
Another thing, that's a problem, because not everybody's going to drop one link on Twitter and blow up. A lot of people now just want to do that. They want to make a song, drop it on Twitter, and hope they get a million views in the next 2 weeks. But not everyone is going to blow up like that. Some people have to work for that shit.
But the thing is, it's almost like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's almost like momentum gets you more momentum.
Yeah.
So like getting to 100 listens, getting to 0 to 100 is quicker, I mean, it's longer than getting to 100 to 1,000, if that
yeah.
makes sense. Like, it's almost like when you get bigger, you just become bigger. So when you break top 20, you break top 10. So like you see with Miles, man,
mm-hmm.
like how, you know, initially when he dropped that tape last year during lockdown, you know, my whole tier was white with that album cover. And this was like the second it dropped, so niggas probably hadn't even listened to it. But the next day, just put this thing on, it was on top 10. It was in the top 10, top 15, and I was like,
"Is this Tanda?"
Bro, yeah.
Early arrival, yeah.
Early arrival on the Tanda. Mm. Yeah. So you just gotta get that ball rolling, bro.
Yeah.
Well,
but then my thing is, do you think the people who made the, like, all the people who were listening to it were his mates, or was it like actual fans?
I don't think it matters at the beginning, bro.
Okay.
At the beginning, you just share, dude. You just share, because I promise you, like, niggas aren't gonna, if they didn't see it on the TL, they weren't gonna listen to it. Sometimes you just need that thing in your face to be like, eh, I feel left out of
you.
Then
you
go, maybe I should check it out. And then you'll like it.
So are we saying social media is like more important to an album rollout than traditional media now then?
The thing is
it kills, I'm saying it's good, but it kills off a different area of South Africa in general, which
yeah.
is like, that is the problem, because I feel like you blow up more if you're able to access both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that's the thinking right now, because from the current success stories, they have not used the other methods of traditional media rollout,
right.
and they've blown out. So these new artists are seeing that and thinking that's the blueprint, when they forget what Abu Casper have done playing both sides.
But at the same time,
we
didn't blew up on Twitter, but now you see on Trey's channel
mm-hmm.
and all that shit every single day.
Because she's
good now. Yeah, that's gaining her more fans.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should still try consider all those things. Try consider radio interviews.
Yeah, it's being realistic,
yeah.
because what it led to was an anomaly. Not
yeah.
many people,
yeah.
and not
yeah.
many people are going to follow. That's just the truth. And I think everyone has this thought that they will be that anomaly, and that's
yeah.
what kills them off.
So would you say that like social media should rather be used as a bridge to getting to like mainstream media, or are we looking at them as competitors?
I think they need to rely on each other. I
yeah.
think mainstream media needs to look at, because that's social media is the era we're living in right
yeah.
now.
Mm.
So now a lot of the things have TikTok, all of that stuff
yeah.
you see it's from, and then it gets picked up by, so it needs to just be a joint effort to
yeah.
do that. But now it's a question of whether mainstream media will want to do that. You know what
Fair
I mean?
Right.
Will radio want to look at social media trends in terms of music and use that to boost themselves? Or are they seeing it as a competition, which is why there's an imbalance as well? So it could be that.
Because the streets loving you is not going to feed you, dude.
Facts. Social media is the new streets.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro. That's not good. So I feel like you really need to, if you can get that TikTok balance. But it's hard. Chasing it, you just feel fake when you chase that shit.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, that's how Costa did it, eh? He was
did
just
what?
Dropping TikTok music.
Oh,
and then he was dropping his album.
So, what do you think about his album?
I genuinely enjoyed it. Like,
and now?
It was a good debut.
I still listen to it.
It was a good debut.
It was a good debut. I think it could be.
You have a different opinion.
Well,
you
didn't like it.
What do you think about it?
What do you have to say?
I don't like it. I don't rate it at all.
Okay. But that's your opinion. I don't have passion for
it.
Yeah.
So
facts.
Would you put it in your top 5?
After 2017. Yeah. After 2017. What's better?
I don't know.
The thing is, I just don't like as much as it was a really good project. Personally, for me, I don't listen to it anymore. Like, I've listened, but I don't listen to any of the songs anymore. So, it did well in that moment, but it hasn't carried itself over personally. So, I don't, for me, like, as well for a debut, influence is important, like, what it's done. And as much as, like, Nkalakatha as a single had influence, but that whole project didn't have what I expected Nkalakatha to do. Well, what Nkalakatha did, I didn't expect, it didn't happen with the album. So, I wouldn't put it there.
What are the singles are there from that album?
Tembi.
Okay, so then what other debut albums like come to mind then after 2017?
Which ones have we named so far?
We've done Costa. We've done
Yellow.
We've done what's his name?
Tato
Soul.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Oh, we forgot about
Jesse. Hello, no.
The Folker
team.
Yo, if you put Folker in there,
it was 18 Tarantino.
Wasn't
that an EP?
It was a mixtape.
Yeah.
I don't think he's dropped his debut.
Yeah,
no,
nothing.
I feel like his debut was probably like piano-ish.
As nigga, he's already.
Things also, I feel like he needs to strike while the thing is hot.
Because
now, friend.
But like, Folger's evolved from being a rapper.
I'll keep bringing him up all the time because he had the opportunity to be bigger than he is right now. But he's not because he was taking time. Like, Folger, fine. He literally has the impact right now. And Frank had the impact then. But now, Frank, like, most people don't even know who Frank is. So Folker has to like strike like right now. If he doesn't
I don't think
he's gonna do rap anymore. Yeah. So that's the other thing. So
yeah,
the
people will get him up as a rapper first.
I hear what they're both saying.
Magnitudes, Folker's way bigger than Frank was ever.
When Frank dropped whole thing, then that remix came out, bro. The whole of South Africa, whole of South Africa was looking at this nigga. Bro.
Yeah,
if he had made the right moves in that instant, he would have been gone forever.
My bro is a Davido.
No, my thing is that's
true. That's the Yanos, man. That's what I'm saying, like, in my thing with you.
Okay.
He doesn't have to. I feel like he doesn't have to drop because
yeah.
He's writing. He's not writing because he is a part of Amapiano. But he's in a genre right now that is going up and is not going to fall anytime soon.
Yeah.
So the fact that some people don't even know that Folker's a rapper first.
A lot of people don't know.
You see, a lot of people don't know he's a rapper first. So I don't think he needs to drop any hip-hop or any rap anytime soon. I think maybe once he starts moving away from Amapiano and coming back, then he'll need to, you know, obviously I don't know when Amapiano's going to die, but like, let's say if it ever were to go down, then I think he can still go back into hip-hop because that's what for some of us, we know him essentially as.
Okay.
So would you say Black is in that Frank Cassino position right now where the whole world is, I mean, South Africa is watching this nigga.
Definitely.
And he should do the thing.
I think so.
So what's the worst move you could make right now?
Doing nothing.
He dropped an album.
No, but like, right now, he's still like, okay, he needs to drop within the next 6 months.
Drop again?
Not on an album, but like
a single,
just 2-3 Nana singles.
The rollout was continued.
Or he must do music videos for Before Now. Like, it's just like, he needs to do something.
And maybe a tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even like because of them, like, it's just the state of the listener now.
Yeah.
Listeners are literally, they eat up music in seconds and look for the next thing.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, hey, you drop the album in January, I'm still going to be bumping it in December. Like, you'll need something else to drop before December. That's just the fact. You can't just let your album ride out for a year, 2 years, because it doesn't work like that anymore.
Unless you Ricky.
He feels off a feature. So
but the thing is, as well, Ricky started in that older era, so he will forever have the people that first listen to him then.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Now it's just us coming on because of, the newer people coming on because of the features. And like what it is, all that kind of, that's when we hop in. So now he's just building on his base. Whereas if you're a new artist now, you can't drop now and then wait a year or two because now people eat up. It's not, you don't have the people from back then.
Yeah, that's true. It's very easy to forget about people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know, like in the past 2 years, I can't think of any classic tapes. I mean, there's been good music, but I can't think of any classic. But it's just like you said, it's the state of the listener. I think we're just more concerned with keeping up to date than actually. So like every Friday, you know it's a big Friday. So it's really hard to sit with Mang Mang's tape when this guy's tape is coming out next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like when looking back at it, I think Before Now might have been the most impactful debut dropped since probably say Aries Paradise.
What's that?
Before Now.
Before Now.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah,
So I said on Twitter, maybe yeah. 1 to 5.
You think it's no slimes will always be 1 to 5.
Yeah, but like we'd have to stop at yellow.
And
like
yellow
was pretty great.
Yeah, and you know it actually went gold with physical copies.
Physical.
Green.
How did he even promo it before it dropped?
He had like a hashtag going on Twitter and Instagram called like 20k out the trunk, where he was like just giving out the CDs, giving out CDs,
merch as well.
Merch as well. Yeah. And then like the tour was also announced like after the album came out.
You know how I heard it done? I was in, like, I was just chilling down and then like one day I just see the link. I'm like, Shane Eagle, I remember this name. I go into it. That single with Big Star.
Look at my wrist.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, look. I was expecting all of that shit. Yeah. Oh, dog. And it just becomes this, like, a big reverse, dog.
Dr. Moore Johnson.
And also, I like his visuals, bro. Like,
yo,
I think he's one of, like one of the cleanest visuals in the game.
Quality, dog.
Yeah.
Which,
So, do you think, like, a debut album has to give into that commercial sound then?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what you want to achieve as an artist.
Mm.
Like, I don't think Patrick's trying to be commercial. He's not trying to be the, like, in the same space as, let's say, Abu Caspo. Like, I don't think that's what his goal is.
Yeah.
So, I think from what I think he's going for, he's doing really well. From what I think that he's going for.
You know what commercial music does? Commercial music gives niggas the chance to listen to your other shit as well.
Yeah.
Because I think about, like, Blackie 2 months ago, I didn't know who Blackie. I didn't know who Blackie was, and his album blowing up was like, hey, let me listen to this nigga, and I like him. Like right now, I'll rate him up there with one of my favorites in SA. So I think your commercial shit is important, bro. Or your shit blowing up is important to give niggas a chance to listen to your other stuff.
But Patrick has been in the game, man.
Nah, he has been.
In his own way.
I think of the SoundCloud movie.
He sort of like set the blueprint for like making it through social media, you know. He's one of those
artists. Like you can definitely, Patrick is like one of the leaders of the so-called new wave. I definitely put him
there. I only know him from that feature in the Shane track. He fucking killed it though.
Yeah. But like if you just go into the dark depths of SoundCloud,
not everyone listens to it, so also he recently dropped.
So is that all that goes into a debut album and making that impact?
Yeah, man. Like ability as well, bro. Like you can put as much any other thing into it. Like you can have what was the criteria again?
Hits,
yeah.
rollout. So like music videos as well.
Yeah.
Doing
the introduction, like
the introduction to you, and like obviously the overall impact it has on the game.
But yeah, like the whole introduction to you thing, I think plays the most vital role of them all,
because
that adds to how likable you are as a person. Because dude, think about it this way: there's artists out here that have applied all of those things, but because niggas just can't mess with you. You can't gain traction.
And to Darwin's point, I think we're leaving out the aspect of luck, bro. Because like there's niggas who have done like they followed the textbook to the T. Bro, they're brilliant rappers, but they haven't done a quarter of the numbers some of our biggest artists have done. So it's just there's a whole whirlwind of factors that play into it. So there's also that, how big is social media at the time you've dropped? What is trending on social media at the time you drop? What does the culture look like at the time you drop? How accommodating are we of the new music at that time?
And I think features are important. The features you have, you feature now.
But we've seen that as well, bro. Niggas don't blow up, bro. We've seen the features as well. Niggas don't blow up. It's just there's that luck as well, bro. That comes into it. Like, bruh, for all we know, Elaine dropped that album on a Sunday. For all we know, if she had dropped that link on a Tuesday, it wouldn't have become what it became.
That's big.
If she had dropped that link on a Tuesday, it wouldn't have become what it became.
Yeah, okay. You see social media, the fact that even Insta tells you which day you have more activity on your profile shows that timing is key in this aspect. You can't
maybe dropping 3 hours late might be the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, that's genuinely how the how it's been limited to now, and it's you just that luck of being able to get the exact time or the perfect timing for it is something.
Oh, you drop, that's the day so and so's moves got leaked, bro.
You can't delete the post that goes again tomorrow.
And that time, you find that you drop now, so and so's leaks, news leaks 6 a.m. the next morning, dude. You can't predict that. There's so much, that day has to be perfect. Niggas, should nothing else should be trending that day. So much goes into it.
That's so true. No one important can die that day.
Bro, because even that thing.
Do you think it's smart to like go head to head with someone else's drop, like on your debut?
No.
Depends.
Unless you know you're going to
establish another artist. If you know you're gonna destroy this bro, like Pusha did the, what's his name, ASAP.
But also,
but if you know,
also know and I know your levels, boy. So now I can't be starting to rap and be worried that I'm dropping the same day as J. Cole.
Yeah. Niggas ain't gonna listen.
On some niggas, I'm gonna listen to me.
Nah, yeah, I think that's a perfect place to like wrap up the podcast. You know, we talked about debut albums that goes into it, or like you guys want to make a top 10 of like the past 10. Because we talked about quite
in
a
no
few.
Particular order.
In no particular order, nah.
Family,
family,
yeah. Family. Everyone must make their own.
They're all top
10.
I can't think of
10.
Or
I just can't.
That's
the
general.
The
ones I didn't think of, I'd say Avery.
We agree on that.
Family values.
Yeah.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
Before now.
Yeah.
Lazzy Milano.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Top 10, Lazzy Milano.
Yellow.
What else is the yellow, definitely. Parrot. Top 10 in Paradise. I don't know.
Wait, you think about it?
I don't know what top 10.
You gotta think about it.
Placeholder. Paradise.
Oh,
it's Scandal Repub.
Scandal Repub is great.
I think I'm going to press
plus one.
To the fair.
To the fair.
Now, one more. Now you're saying it was early.
Okay, now I don't know. No, I don't.
Do you think members only
but that list is
the thing is, that's a very solid list. I don't think members only is in that caliber right now.
That list is filled with mostly albums that all came out 2010 to 2015. I think it's only before now and yellow that we've put in the past 5 years.
Let's have this chat 5 years from now. They will be able to.
We'll see how the albums age.
Literally, yeah.
So what's the password then?
I'll be the first.
Didn't anybody want to speak about Nadia Naked?
No.
The thing is that it was good.
Nah.
It was good. I genuinely felt that album.
Yeah.
It was good. But like, not top 10.
The one with Casper on fire.
Nah, like, there's a song with Questa, Creatures. Like, she's literally like, she's being vulnerable. That's what I want from now.
But it's not top 10, no?
Yeah, it's not top 10.
I'm
just telling you, like, before you bash her.
No, I'm not bashing. I'm not bashing. I was just...
Yeah, no, like, nah, it's not top 10 criteria.
I'd say
Candyman.
Yeah.
Candyman
has
a...
Yeah,
guys.
Okay.
I think it was debut. I genuinely think Candyman was debut.
All this other stuff was...
Between Candyman and Paradise?
No, Paradise is already in there.
Yeah, but they
featured
too.
Oh, hit.
Paradise.
Paradise. I don't know. Actually,
I like From Me to You more than Paradise.
Thing is, I don't know. Like, I just get two different things from those projects. So I don't want to put them together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, Aries, that's not the Aries we hear now at all. Like, I don't even think we'll get that kind of Aries again, you know what I mean? So it's just two completely different. I think you could put like From Me to You only versus Candyman, because they're pretty much under the same.
Nah, it sounds like we need to have the sophomore chat soon, eh?
Yeah,
on the next, because there's a lot of sophomores.
Why do you say there's only one sophomore album that matters?
Nothing.
Anxiety on
Sophomore. Anxiety. There's that pick. What's his name?
Levels to two.
The second Anati album, what's it called?
Yes,
You can put him in.
We're talking about Stogie. That one with the wolf, what not the sheep's thing?
No, I feel like his first Stogie album was really solid. With the one that had
Diamond Walk.
Yeah. Where MT came and fucked everyone on the song. Jeez, dog.
But like, yeah. Is that his debut?
Oh, by any means.
That was his debut as like
Stogie. As Stogie.
So putting it.
No, it's still not on the charts.
Yeah,
he had to give it a young shout out.
Yeah.
Alright, babe. Okay, now we need to have the sophomore conversation soon, dude.
Not
to go deep into it, because I feel like there's some other albums we might have overlooked, but we'll talk about it when we do. That's where we're wrapping up for Streets Are Done today. Any final thoughts?
Shout out to Sai. He's from The Vow. He dropped his debut album last year. I think it deserves a chat. Shout out to Books. He definitely deserves a chat. Shout out to JR. He definitely deserves a spot in the chat. Yeah, man.
Wait. Maclero, how do you think his debut will be?
Strong.
Because when he dropped last week,
that's his debut.
No, that's a thing. That's an EP.
That's an EP.
But he said it's an album, didn't he?
Did he say it's an album?
Did he say he leaked it? He leaked it on SoundCloud.
Yeah, to be honest, that might be his got tired after the first song, so I had to calm down.
That's where I think
now.
We're just mixed weirdly, bro.
We're just hoping it'll be better when it comes to Spotify. But now it's crazy. Rap ability, I mean.
He's a very good artist. I see him going places.
Now, shout out Matlera then. I guess that Streets Are Done, niggas. Shout out.
Out.
We out.
Streets is done.